You tonight, the Word of God, the incorruptible seed. The Bible says tonight in 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 23, the Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower therefore faileth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, we've heard the prayer request all over the room tonight, Father. There are so many tonight, Father God, in heavy hearts. Lord God, I'd ask you tonight to fix every problem that's been mentioned tonight. Father, the ones that are hurting, the ones that are sick, Father God, the ones that has problems with their lungs tonight, I pray you reach down. Father, the ones that has family that's left and run away, Father God, from your presence and your spirit, Father, they're begging them to come back to where you are, Father God. Lord, we've heard that in the sanctuary tonight. Lord, I'd pray tonight, Father God, that we all just get in one accord, get in one mind, Father God, in one unity. Lord God, I'd pray tonight that you'd take this word about the word of God tonight, and I pray you'd apply it to our hearts tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, for this congregation and each and every prayer request that's been lifted up tonight, Father. There's people that's hurting. There's people that needs help tonight. And I pray that you'd reach down and you'd minister to their hearts. You'd fix what's wrong and you set straight what's crooked, Father. Lord, I pray for our families tonight that's lost, that needs a touch tonight, Father. Lord, I know tonight to be born again is by the Word of God tonight. Father God, by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray tonight that we take this Word and we give it to lost people. We give it to saved people. And we digest it ourselves tonight, Father. Lord, there's so much that hinges on the Word of God tonight. And Lord, tonight we know that this is our bread. We know that this is our manna. We know this is our roadmap. We know this is our guidebook. We know this is what we go by tonight. And Father God, if it's in this book tonight, I pray as a pastor, I stand on, thus saith the Word of God. Lord, I pray my opinion and my thoughts never get in the way, but I stand on this book, because Father God, this book is what it's all about tonight. The Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. Father, I love you and I thank you. I praise your holy and precious name. Bless this study tonight. It's in Jesus' most holy precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come here tonight, we're going to talk about the Word of God, the incorruptible seed. The incorruptible seed tonight. As you look here in 1 Peter chapter number 1, Peter knew oh so well about the Word of God and the power that it has. He preached the Word of God. I want you to get this tonight. Peter, he preached the Word of God at Pentecost, and 3,000 souls got saved that we know of, that was recorded in the Bible. When the Word of God is preached and shared, things will change and people will be saved. It is the Word of God tonight. That's what this book does. That's why this book don't read like any other book. Hey, any other book, you can get bored with it. You can get tired with it. And any other book you read, when you read it one time, you'll get all the information that you need out of that book. But I say to you tonight, when you read the Word of God tonight, you can read it from cover to cover all of your life as many times as you want to. And every time you go back, there'll be something in there that you didn't know and you didn't see, and you may have not never seen it that way. And you say, why is that, preacher? Because it is the Word of God. It is an incorruptible seed tonight. When this goes into your life and you take this Word and you digest this Word in your life, you know what it does to an individual? It sets a fire down in their bones. It sets a fire down in them tonight. And tonight I want us to go to Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 23 through verse number 24. And I want to show you tonight how Peter knew this. Oh, Peter, when he come there, he said, being born again by the Word of God. He said, being born again by the Word of God. Do you remember the first time you ever heard the gospel? You heard the good news about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friends, tonight I want you to know, when you want to witness to somebody and you don't know what to say, all you have to do is tell them the good news. All you have to do is tell them the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ tonight. I want you to get that tonight. It's not in my power. It's not in your power. It's not in enticing words. It's not in eloquent speech. It's not who can speak the plainest. It's not who can speak the clearest. Friends, I want you to know tonight, it's all to do with the Word of God tonight. If your heart's going to be pierced tonight and you want your loved one's hearts to be pierced, they're going to be pierced by the Word of God. The Bible says that the Word of God, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. He never put a preacher's name in there tonight. He never put anybody in there. He said the Word of God tonight is what is sharper than any two-edged sword. And tonight as we come into Acts chapter number 2, and we begin reading in verse number 23. Number one tonight, the Word of God. We're talking about the Word of God, the incorruptible seed, and what kind of power that it has in our life. And tonight, I want you to get this. The Word of God has revealing power in our life. When the Word of God come to you, it revealed some things about you tonight. When the Word of God comes straight to you, it reveals some things. When you look at the Word of God, it'll reveal in your life what's going on in your life. As we look in verse number 23 of Acts chapter number 2, the Word of God has revealing power. And I want you to look at this tonight. Peter, he come and they don't come through. They're at Pentecost here. And they stood up and they said, these men, they're drunk. But Peter got to leaven and he stood up and he said, oh boys, we're not drunk. We're just filled with the Holy Ghost. Friends, I want you to know tonight, if you ever see a man, and I'm talking about he's in love with Jesus Christ and he's on fire for God. And when you get around him, all he wants to talk about is Jesus. And you get tired of hearing about Jesus. And you get tired of being around that man talking about Jesus. I'd say tonight you just need a good dose of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just a good dose of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Peter got here and he said he stood up with the 11 in verse number 14 and he told them about the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Word of God has revealing power. Look in verse 23. It says, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands. Number one tonight, that revealing power, when he started talking about Jesus Christ and him crucified, he said it reveals the wickedness of man. Hey, when you look at the cross and you look at what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary and you're talking about the Word of God tonight and you read this Word tonight and it goes into that heart, it'll show a man just how wicked he really is. Hey, tonight you may think you're a pretty good person. Hey, there's times in my life I think I'm doing the right thing. I think I'm on the right path. I think I'm going on the right course. And then I want you to know, if I ask Brother Hagin what he thinks about the life I'm living, he may give me a pat on the back. Hey, tonight, Brother Austin Laws, he may give me a pat on the back. Hey, tonight, Brother David, he may give me a pat on the back. Brother Travis, he may give me a pat on the back. Brother Les may give me a pat on the back. But friends, I want you to know, when that gospel comes to your life and it reveals some things in your life, it won't give you a pat on the back. It'll change your life. Can I get an amen? Friends, tonight, I want you to know, it reveals the wickedness of man. When Peter stood up and he started preaching here on the day of Pentecost, he told them, he said, by your wicked hands you crucified him. Friends, tonight, you know who crucified Jesus? You and I. I'm talking about the Word of God, that incorruptible seed that lives inside of us. When you start looking at that Word tonight, it'll reveal just how wicked we really are. When you study this Bible and you get reading this Word and there's things you think, well, I'm doing, that ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. I'm not drinking and I'm not drugging, and that's what we love to use. But friends, I want you to know, sin's sin. Can I get amen? Hey, sin is sin. And when you read this book tonight and you understand what it says tonight, that gospel, it'll reveal the wickedness that is in an individual tonight. I want to ask you this question tonight. He said we're born again by incorruptible seed. My question to you tonight is, have you been born again? When you've been born again, it'll reveal some things. You can't live the way you used to live. You can't do what you used to do. And we're on this incorruptible seed because this is what comes in our life. He said it reveals the wickedness of man in verse 23. But look what also the Word of God is revealing. It reveals some things. Man, it'll show you what you're doing wrong. It'll show you what you need to do right. He said, number one, it reveals the wickedness. But number two, the Word of God is revealing power because it reveals the gospel. Anytime you get in this book, when Peter stood up on Pentecost, I want you to get this. He said, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken, and by wicked hands, there's number one, it reveals the wickedness, but number two, and have crucified and slain. He said, I want you to know, when the Bible shows you and the Word of God shows you how wicked you are, it'll always give you a way out by the gospel. Amen. I'm glad that the Word of God didn't show me I was a sinner and left me there.
Glory to God. I thank God it didn't show me that I needed salvation and left me needing salvation. It showed me I needed salvation and it provided salvation by the Word of God. You say, what are you talking about tonight, preacher? We're born again by this Word of God tonight. He became flesh and dwelt among us. What did? The Word did. Jesus did. And He dwelt among us. Number one, it reveals the wickedness of man. Number two, it reveals the gospel. For man, you crucified him. But look in verse 24, who God hath raised up. There's the gospel. He said, I showed you the wickedness. This all preached. That's all he preached on Pentecost. 3,000 people got saved. And all he preached was the gospel. He didn't preach nothing else. He just preached the gospel. You know what he did? Oh, Peter, he'd never been to seminary school. Can I get an amen? He'd never been to seminary school. He ain't never been to Bible school. Probably ain't never been to Sunday school. But I can tell you what he had been to. He'd been where the Holy Ghost is. Amen? And he said, there's a revealing power, and it'll reveal in your life. He said, when you're converted, strengthen the brethren. Man, I get excited talking about this. Whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that it should be holding of it. Who shouldn't? That Jesus shouldn't be holding of death. Number one, the Word of God tonight has a revealing power because it reveals our wickedness, but also it reveals the gospel for man. Let me give you this. The Word of God doesn't only reveal the wickedness. It doesn't only reveal the gospel. But tonight, if you'll look with me in verse number 37, it reveals the conviction. If you've ever been under Holy Ghost conviction, listen to me tonight. If you've ever been under Holy Ghost conviction, you know it. Mama didn't get you. The police didn't get you. Your daddy didn't get you. Your wife didn't get you. Nobody. When you've been under Holy Ghost conviction, you was innocent. Nobody knew about it. But somebody made you guilty. And that's Jesus Christ, because he hung on the cross of Calvary. And he said here, it reveals that in your life. It reveals that conviction that we need to be saved. And look what he said here tonight in verse number 37. When that Word of God, it reveals things in our life. When he got preaching to these people on the day of Pentecost, look what they said. And now when they heard this, heard what? When they heard the gospel. When they heard the death, burial, and resurrection, what did they do? They were pricked at their heart. Man, it pricked their heart and it changed some things. Look what he said. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter. They heard this gospel, they heard the good news, and it pricked their heart, and they asked a question, what shall we do? What shall we do? Tonight, if you know somebody needs to be saved, don't share your opinion with them. Just share the gospel with them. Peter here, he knew he was in trouble, and the only way out was through the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He knew that the Word of God, the incorruptible seed, would reveal some things in their life. Now when they heard this in 37, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? Don't, and I wrote this down. I don't know why. Don't expect folks to ask, what shall we do if we ain't shared the gospel with them? Don't expect them to say, what are we going to do if we didn't share the gospel? Have you thought, I want you to get this, have you thought about this? When you run into people and they say, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. I want to ask you, don't raise a hand, but man, this has got on me this week. When have you been around somebody here lately and said, I don't know what we're going to do? I don't have a clue. I don't know what we're going to do. Do you know what we're going to do? I don't know what we're going to do. You've heard it. You've heard people here lately. What are we going to do? What do we give them? I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do. It seems like everything's coming against me. I don't know what I'm going to do. When these people here was in a position, they said, what shall we do? You know what Peter said? He said, repent. If an individual's life's falling apart and it's tearing apart and you see it all around them and they come to you and they say, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what? A good thing to start with is say, hey, search your soul. Search your heart. See what's going on inside. If it's all falling apart, there's a good reason something's coming loose or it wouldn't be falling apart. Nothing don't fall apart if everything's tight. It's when it becomes loose when it starts falling apart. He said that this incorruptible seed, the Word of God, he said we're born again by the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. And he said when that seed comes into our life, number one, it reveals things in our life. It reveals what's going on in our life and what we need. Friends, tonight I want to ask you a question. When was the last time the Word of God revealed something in your life as a born-again believer and you knew He revealed it and you knew you need to get away from it, you know you need to stay away from it, you know you don't need to be there, and you ask yourself, well, what am I going to do? And the answer's done been given. The answer's done been given. Friends, tonight it reveals that Word of God, it reveals stuff in your life. It reveals in your life what you need to do. As a church tonight, it reveals in our life what we need to do as a church tonight. But I want to show you something else tonight. Not only is it revealing power, not only is it revealing, and I'm talking about it will reveal what you need to do. If tonight God showed you something and He revealed something to you, would you step out on it? You ever thought about that? They said, what shall we do? And you know what Peter told them in verse 38? He said, repent. What does repent mean? Turn. Get right. Be honest with God. Be honest with yourself. Be honest tonight. You know what tonight? There's one thing will never lie to you, and that's the Word of God. They can rewrite it all they want to. But I want you to know tonight that Word of God ain't going to change. It's indestructible. It will not change, and it will not be destroyed. It's indestructible tonight. And it will not destroy your life. It'll build your life. The more you put that in your life, the more you eat on that in that seed tonight, it'll change everything about your life tonight. I want to show you this tonight in the text as we go here. He says tonight, number one, the Word of God has revealing power. But as we look in verse number 38, the Word of God has redeeming power tonight. Not only does it reveal things in our life. Ain't you glad when it reveals it in your life, it just don't leave you there? It just don't leave you there. When it reveals, hey, you need it. You need this done. You need it here. It just don't leave you there. It'll redeem you. It'll buy you back. Look at this tonight in verse number 38. They done revealed, and they said, when they were pricked at their heart, they said, what shall we do? What shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent. Ooh, that's a good word, ain't it? And Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Tonight, the Word of God will redeem anyone that repents. There is not one person that truly comes to God by repentance and repents that the Word of God does not redeem that person. I don't care, man, I'm telling you tonight. The world's telling you it won't work. I'm telling you it works. I'm telling you it works. You can go anywhere you want to, get anything you want to do, do anything you want to do, and nothing will take the place of the Word of God. I told my wife this the other day. Man, this stuff right here is like a drug to me. And I know I'm off on left field, but I got to tell you. Hey, if we get up, I got to eat on this every single morning. This is my addiction right here. This is what I'm addicted to. And if you get over there in the book of Corinthians, he said, addict yourself to the ministry. And that's the addictions in the Bible. Tonight, I want you to know you got to take this word. And it just don't come easy. You just ain't going to wake up one day and want to start reading it when you're born again. You're just not going to want to take time. But once you start reading it, once you take time, and once you get to that place in your life, that Word of God, it'll reveal some things and it'll redeem you. And you can start reading this book and it'll make sense to you. But tonight I'm talking about the redeeming power. Look in verse 38, in verse 39, in 40, and 41. The Word of God will redeem anyone that repents. The Word of God will buy back anyone, no matter who it is. Look what he says. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to ask you a question. Can an individual, and I've chewed on this week, can an individual be saved that will not receive this word? Can an individual be born again that will not receive this word? That will not receive this written word, can he be saved? What you think about that? Boy, I have chewed on this week. Well, I believe part of the Bible's real. You're totally lost. I believe some of it's real. You're totally lost. You must believe this is the infallible, inerrant, indestructible Word of God to be born again. Trust me. You can take that to the bank. He said that we're, whoa, glory to God, we're born again by incorruptible seed. When I read this text tonight, he said repent. He said be baptized in the name of Jesus. When we baptize here, you know what we baptize in? We baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Let me read this to you in verse number 41. I'm talking about it reveals, and the Word of God is what redeems. The Word of God is what redeems that person. We're bought back by that Word of God tonight. The Word of God is Jesus. He became flesh. John 1:14, he dwelt among us. We've seen his glory, full of grace and full of truth. What did he do? He left glory and come down. And he gave us this word. And tonight, if you're bankrupt and God's revealing stuff and you need to be redeemed, maybe you're saved, but man, you need to be bought back. You need to get to a place where I'm back on fire. You know, the only way you'll stay on fire is by reading the Word of God. Whew. Music won't do it. Listen to me. It'll get you enthusiasm, but it won't do it. It won't do it. It won't do it. If you're not reading this and putting this in your life, you're going to be bankrupt. You're going to be dry. You're not going to be on fire. This word is what's going to set a fire. Jeremiah said, and the word was in my bones like a fire. Let me give you this tonight in verse number 41. I'm going to slow down. Boy, I can't talk about this. Ooh, me and that little old boxer, we'll get out there early of a morning in that shop. He'd be wanting outside. I say, hey, lay down. It's time to read the Bible now. He'll get over here, lay down. He'll look at me. He said, preacher, how do you read it? Do you read it yourself? Well, Lord, no. I read it like I do right now. I stand up. I preach that thing in that little shop up one side and the other. That dog looking at me like, what are you doing? See, not only I need preached to. And when I get in there and I get reading that word, if I'm just sitting there, just I can't read it, but it's like this. Do me a bit of good. Faith cometh by, and hearing by the. Talk to yourself this week. Get your Bible out and just talk to yourself. Read it aloud. Don't let your phone read it. You read it. Now, I'm telling y'all tonight, what we're going to do in January is we, on Wednesday nights, we fix to start learning Scripture in this place. We fix to go to class, huh? We fix to class it. And we're going to be doing Scripture, and we're going to be memorizing. Thy word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Starting January the 1st, we're going to wire that thing out. We're going to memorize Scripture. You're going to have some Scripture in your bank by the time you get to the end of the year next year. Because I want to give you this. And I've studied this week. I'm talking about it reveals and it redeems. Look what he says here in verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word. What word did Peter give? He didn't give his word. He gave the book. He gave the word of God. He gave the gospel. Those that gladly received his word were baptized. Those that gladly received his word. When you receive that word, now listen, you don't have to understand all this because I don't, none of us ever will. But I believe it. I believe it. When he said that David slew Goliath, I don't believe he was good with a slingshot. I don't believe, probably first time he ever picked one up. I don't know. I know he done slew a bear and a lion and all that with his hands. I don't know. But I believe God threw that rock. When he said they crossed on dry ground, I don't believe there was even spit on the ground. It was dry ground. When Jonah got swallowed, I believe he got completely swallowed up. I believe it. I believe what it tells me tonight. I don't try to confuse it. I believe it tonight because it's written the word of God tonight. But he says tonight that it reveals stuff. And if we'll read this book, it'll reveal stuff in our life. Any answer you need right now is in this book. There's been times I wanted an answer right now, Brother Hagin. And Brother Tim Markham, he gave me something. Man, I went to him and he said, son, I learned that 40 years ago through a lot of studying. Do you think it's right for me to give you that after I studied for 40 years and just give it to you freely? And I said, probably not. He said, study that book for yourself. They that gladly received his word, look in verse 41. Were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They gladly received that word. The word of God is the incorruptible seed. Number one, it is revealing. It reveals. Man, it reveals stuff in their life. You read that book, it'll reveal some things. If it wasn't for this book, I wouldn't be redeemed.
Because when I read this book, it don't tell me about some other God. It tells me about the God, Jehovah. It tells me about Jesus Christ. But I want to show you the last thing here, and I believe this will be beneficial for our church. Not only the Word of God is revealing, not only is it redeeming, but the Word of God has renewing power. It renews. You can be in a dump, you can be in a slump, and the Word of God can come and it renews that individual. What he says tonight, if you will, with me in verse number 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. Fear come upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together. It'll renew you because you'll come together. And had all things common. They sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man hath need. And they, verse 46, continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. And here's that renewing part. Verse 37, they were pricked in their heart. They were under conviction. They was upset. But when they come to the place they was born again, look what happened in 47. They were praising God. When the Word of God reveals in your life what you need, and it redeems you, and you can't help but praise God. You can't help it. They were praising God and having favor with all the people. There was no confusion. There was no controversy. They was all getting along. You ever heard that? Can't we all just get along? My mama said that one time. She said 100. They went with three of us at home. Surely you could find the problem out of three of us. We'd be like a little Ford Escort brown four-door, no air condition, windows rolled down, three of us in the back seat. Mama said, can y'all just not get along? Folks, not what I'm trying to tell you. When you get in the Word of God, you'll better get along with people. I promise you. They was praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. When the Word of God is preached, that incorruptible seed tonight, you'll know it's being preached because the church will be blessed. On the day of Pentecost, the reason that church was blessed, it wasn't because of Peter. This church is not blessed because of Brother BJ. Listen to me tonight. Pentecost was blessed because of the Word of God. The power that's in the Word. This place is blessed because the Word of God. The power that's in the Word. Peter wrote, born again of an incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. Turn with me in closing to John chapter number 1, if you will. John chapter number 1 and verse number 14. I want to give you this. Give you this. And the Word, John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh. All right? The Word was made flesh. How was it made flesh? It was made flesh by Jesus Christ. He made it flesh. And dwelt among us. How's He going to dwell among us today? By the Holy Spirit and by His Word. By His Word. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Tonight, the only way that you're going to see God's grace is by the Word of God. When you study this book, the Word of God is so important. That's why we try to protect it so. That's why we try to protect it and preserve it. It's because the Word of God is full of grace. you will never get grace without truth. And you'll never get truth without grace. Every time he tells you the truth and it reveals something in your life and it offends you and it hurts you and it cuts you to the core, he's always got grace to come right back on it with. Always got grace. See, that's why that book cuts going in and it cuts coming out. Because it's the Word of God. It's full of grace and it's full of truth. Tonight, my question to this is you. Are you thankful for the Word of God? I want you to think about that this week. When you wake up in the morning, I want you to think about that. When you go to bed, I want you to think about the Word of God. The Word of God. This book will change your life. Because all this does when you read it, it feeds you, it feeds you, it feeds you, it fills you, it fills you, it fills you. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God for that incorruptible seed tonight. When that word goes into that heart tonight, you know what it does? It springs forth. It starts growing. It starts coming forth. It starts growing. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God for my Bible tonight. I got many Bibles at the house. I got a bunch of them in my study. Brandy said, what are you doing with all them Bibles? I see a Bible somewhere, I buy it, especially if it's a dollar. I mean, surely it's worth a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Go to somebody's yard sale and they got a Bible in there for a dollar. Man. This one right here ain't worth a whole lot. It didn't cost very much. But it means the world to me. Tonight, if I can give you anything, hold that Word of God dear to your heart. You know, there could come a time, I'm going to give you this. Peter said we're born again by the Word of God, that incorruptible seed. There could come a time where you didn't have a Bible. What about if you didn't have a Bible and the only Bible you had is the Word you had memorized? The only Bible you got is what's hidden in your heart. That'd be it. God's been dealing with me with that. If I couldn't have my Bible, how much Bible would I have in me? Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you. Father, I thank you for that word, that incorruptible seed tonight. Father God, how when it gets down in the bones of an individual, it'll change that person. Lord, tonight it'll change because when we read that word, we read about the blood. We read about Jesus because the word is Jesus. Lord, we read about the crucifixion. We read about, Father, how you love us and how you gave your life for us, Lord God, tonight. And how you arose again on the third day. Lord, I pray tonight that we be a church that continue always to stand on thus saith the word of God. Lord, we just stand on that word because it's incorruptible. It will not change. It stands true. Lord, I pray that tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I pray tonight for the ones that are hurting. The ones that are in valleys tonight, Father, I pray you put them on the mountaintop. Lord, I pray that tonight. Lord, I don't know how long we have to stay in that valley, but I do know this. It sure is good when we come out. Lord, I pray tonight, whoever may be there, I pray tonight in Jesus' name. You give them peace, you give them rest, and you give them comfort. Lord, I thank you tonight that that word, it reveals stuff in our life. It doesn't leave us there, though. It'll redeem us. Lord, I pray tonight, if there's somebody here tonight that's never been born again, Lord, I pray tonight that seed come alive in their life. Lord, I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen, amen.